If you add up the ages of the four main members of Rad Radio, you get over 180, which also happens to be Rob's IQ. Oh, gee, I wonder who wrote this one. And now back to Rad Radio.
We got a follow-up email here, rad@radradio.com, from Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Which may or may not sound familiar if you've been really following along or keeping score at home. Alex had written in earlier about the brand new Probcast that is posted on Rad TV as we start to roll out new series, and the behind-the-scenes tours and such. Episode 4 of Kyle's Corner drops today at 10 a.m. UFOs, you're going to retell the story. They interview a UFO expert, et cetera.
That's yes.
But the Probcast dropped on Wednesday. My wife and I confronting the whole issue of her version of watching me go from where I was to sobriety and replacing alcohol with appetite. And Alex said, "Oh my God, she's your wife's beautiful." And then escalated quickly to, "I would so blank your wife if I could," or
dear
something like
Lord.
That. He did write back and he said, "I swear the tone was joking,
aww,
laughing, not serious. I meant no disrespect." Sorry, but I didn't react.
Sweet.
I don't care.
And that's how this show is. If he's a listener of this show, he's probably playing into that whole tone.
I hope so.
Yeah.
By the way, she did, because we talked about in that same podcast, one of the things another emailer had mentioned was Christina's storytelling, because she does recap the times that she's seen me try, in some sense, marijuana, THC, et cetera, and there was some confusion about the when, where, how, and why of my reaction. So Christina texted me and said, "I gave you the topical during the whipped cream event," because we discussed the night where I wind up eating bowl after bowl after bowl of whipped cream.
Sounds delicious.
The first time when you freaked out, that was me on the stairs screaming and I guess doing other stuff. It was a tiny piece of an edible. She says the chocolate that Brandon gave you didn't do anything except give you the creepy crawlies.
There's
the recap.
Cool.
The whipped cream one, that's also when you were laughing at something on TV.
That was not funny. It was a cop show, she thinks.
But you were laughing.
So, the Probcast is posted at Rad TV at members.radradio.com. And we do allude to my appetite in the Probcast, which did lead to, because I had the audacity to gain 5 pounds in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Suddenly at just under 5'11 and 176 pounds.
Oh, your knees.
Right, I'm enormous. are fine is the end of that sentence, by the way. That began with your knees.
Are you sure?
So completely unauthorized by me, we put up this whole merchandise line in the stupid store. At radradio.com of Fat Rob gear, which I'm told we're all going to be wearing tomorrow during the Radderday show.
That's right.
Which you can only get on Rad TV. It won't be broadcast anywhere else. You can watch us. It'll live there forever. But we'll all be sporting our own Fat Rob gear.
We had to do some shady deals, but we did get the last circus tent in the nation in order to print said Fat Rob logo on that gear.
Ironically, that does bring me to an email we got from Little Charlie.
He's not little.
He's not old.
He runs Black Dog Graphics, and they power the stupid store.
Superstore.
And he wrote in to say, "I am sorry for the delay in launching the Fat Rob line, which you can find at radradio.com in the stupid store.
Superstore.
But much like Rob's belly, the issue was manyfold."
That's great.
"The design was so large, it crashed my wee little computer, and we had to enlist the help of the bearded, bald Ian of Tech2U fame, who ultimately had to reach out to NASA to borrow a supercomputer for the task."
See? Shady deals.
That's
then
great.
"We realized that we simply didn't have a large enough printer to produce a graphic of that scale, which required hiring the company that makes the banners that fly behind the Goodyear blimp."
Wow, that's impressive.
"Lastly, there was not enough fabric in the entire state to create a shirt large enough for Rob's girth, so we found a pilot to fly a C-5 Super Galaxy cargo plane across the country to pick up more cotton."
Oh, that's awesome.
By the way, Charlie clearly had ChatGPT write this for him. He's not this funny.
Oh, come on.
"In the end, you can see we've worked very hard and spent quite a deal of time on this new line. So please, please head over to the stupid store.
Superstore.
And buy one today before it's too late and Rob loses weight."
Which, yeah, what she's going to do.
"As of this week, I've plateaued at the same weight.
Ew.
We need to keep Rob happy and well-stocked with potato chips, dips, pretzels, and pizzas." Those are most of my favorites. Yeah. And while you're there, pick up some pickle juice, Bloody Mary mix, barbecue sauce, or one of the other fine products in the stupid store.
Stupid store.
We really do have something for every maggot out there. All joking aside, it's great to have Rob the entire show. And even producer Nick back in the studio and in good spirits.
And one of the things Rob makes me do while I'm here is I have to help him get into his Corvette because he can't really fit. I have to kind of ram him in. So he gets the right leg in and like a hip and a thigh, and I get a good running start. And
got to use the broom, the end of a broom, to stuff the folds in.
How do you shut the car door, though?
You don't.
Really? The Fat Rob line is in the stupid store at radradio.com. Pressure cooker now.
Pressure cooker. It's time to test your brain. Pressure cooker. It's a trivia game. Rad pressure cooker.
We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. This is it, your last day. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing. About 2 hours from now, they'll be upgraded to the front row. Caller 18, hello, Greg.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's how this works. Your timer will begin when I finish reading the first question, which is true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then you got to get four more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I have to take the first thing you say. So if you say fat, and then you say perfectly proportioned for his height, I have to take fat as your answer. Do you have any questions?
Greg.
Do you have any questions?
Thinking about one?
Uh-oh.
Come on, dude.
Oh,
Greg,
no.
Greg.
Line
Greg,
is still Greg, hot. Greg, are you there? Greg.
Can you hear
us? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Do you
Hello.
Are you ready to play, honey?
Hello.
Oh, no. Wait, can you not hear us?
Is he listening to the radio?
Yeah, I'm here. No, I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Are you ready to play the pressure cooker?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome.
All right.
We might have lost you for a second.
Sorry about that. I don't know.
No chance. Well,
I mean, you didn't mean for it to happen.
High hopes.
Cell towers.
All right. Radio right there.
All right. Here we go, Greg. True or false, according to the American Kennel Club, the largest breed of dog, based on average weight, is the St. Bernard.
True.
Who was the first non-quarterback chosen last night in the NFL draft?
First non-quarterback. It was a wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr.
In which American state will you find Sky Harbor International Airport?
Washington.
What is the name of the highest mountain in North America?
Mount Rainier.
Actor Joe Alwyn is best known for being the ex-boyfriend of who?
Katy Perry.
Tiger Woods has a 15-year-old son with what first name?
Jackson.
Hey, you know what? At least you said something, dude.
Exactly.
All right, as long as we start the question before the buzzer, we'll wait for the answer. That was 6 questions.
You only need 5.
You know, honestly, you did better than I expected.
Exactly. Yeah, that was good.
After the abortion that was leading up to asking him the questions. True or false, according to the American Kennel Club, the largest breed of dog based on average weight is the St. Bernard. He said that is true.
Damn.
St. Bernard's 4th.
Oh.
Then that's the big fluffy dog with what you see in the Bugs Bunny cartoons with the barrel of liquor around his.
Is it a bull mastiff?
Great Dane?
So St. Bernards are 4th average weight. They come in between 120 and 180 pounds. Great Danes are right behind them at 110 to 175 pounds. Brandon got number one. The mastiffs can go from 120 to 230.
Whoa.
Big boy.
Depending on their height and size.
How do you get them in the car?
A ramp.
Yeah, it's just like getting Rob in the car.
Well, they're up to 200 pounds.
And I'm not even close to that.
Well,
that's but it takes treats.
That's how we can get. That's how we can get Robin, who's Corvette, throw some food in there. That'll motivate him to get kind of wedge himself in there a little harder. Mm-hmm. We don't have to push as much.
A little butter on his skin.
Yeah, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Take some fried chicken, rub it around.
Butter?
Butter.
Did you say something about butter?
Yeah.
Mm. See, and the fun thing excited, about that is when they rub it on you, and then on your way home, you can lick it off yourself.
Ooh.
Right, like I'm getting my Corvette covered in butter.
We could sprinkle cinnamon and sugar on there, too, to make it taste better for you later.
That's where you had the issue.
Yes, because the rest of it's so absurd.
It is, because you're not fat. That's what makes it so funny.
Who was the first non-quarterback chosen last night in the NFL draft? He talked his way through it as a clearly a red-blooded American man. He finally figured out it was Marvin Harrison Jr. He even told you he's the wide receiver. He was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. Remember, the Mixed Pick Sports Show is a special edition today from noon to 3.
Damn.
Steve Mickelson and I will go over day one of the NFL draft. All of the head-scratchers will debate whether or not – I don't know if we'll debate, actually. I mean, we'll debate at least emailers who don't like the Raiders pick. Brandon, you're as close as we get to a Raiders fan. Do you even know what happened or who they picked or anything?
I have zero. Okay. I had it on in the background while I was folding laundry for about 10 minutes, and I thought, why do I have this on?
Yeah.
I'm not even paying attention. Don't really care. Mm-hmm. I mean, I care about the sport. I care about the games. It's fun. But besides that, I just think that the draft is just so boring to me.
It and because it never pans out the way you think it's going to. But, well, that's why we're going to spend 3 hours on it today on the Next Pick Sports Show.
Can't wait.
In which American state will you find Sky Harbor International Airport? At least he said a state. Washington State.
Arizona.
It's the airport in Phoenix.
Ooh, my favorite.
Yes,
I have a
that's
favorite
right.
airport.
Yep. She's got a list of them.
I do.
Maybe she can
that
do
airport.
That on her man-hating show.
It's not a man-hating
When that comes
show.
Out on Rad TV. That's a couple weeks from now. Dawn can just list off, I met this ass at this airport. I'm sure this airport was designed by a man because it's the least favorite airport.
There's no women's bathrooms and walking distance.
Oh, that's very important how they design those bathrooms.
Not really.
Yeah,
what
they
is the? What is the name of the highest mountain in North America? Hey, again, at least he said one. Mount Rainier.
Shasta? No.
I don't know.
McKinley.
Which, of course, is also called Mount Denali with a peak of 20,310 feet. It is the tallest mountain in North America. It is located in the state of...
Idaho.
Washington? No.
Somewhere there in the middle.
Is it Oregon?
North Dakota.
Washington.
Not North Dakota.
Alaska.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's not fair.
Everything's big in
what
Alaska.
What do you mean that's not fair?
It's like connected between us and Canada, so you forget about it.
It's still in North America.
I remember you, Alaska.
Yeah, me too. And when I used to like the Denali, not that I don't like them now, but Denalis, I was really into those. It was like an Alaska thing. Like, oh, you know, Alaska. Not that they were formed there, but it was like name association. How did I forget that?
We asked actor Joe Alwyn is best known for being the ex-boyfriend of who? He said, again, at least he said a name, Katy Perry.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend is Joe Alwyn, who has never publicly discussed his split from Taylor. Of course, she went the other direction, as she does, and bared her soul about the breakdown of their relationship on her newest album, The Tortured Poets Department. And insiders claim that Joe has been left disappointed. I mean, he should have expected this. This is what she does. If Travis Kelce isn't already preparing himself for what's going to happen to him publicly, he should be. But it just so happens that Taylor's album has come out just less than 2 months before the release of a new movie called Kinds of Kindness, in which Joe Alwyn stars alongside Emma Stone, which means he'll be going out and he will be doing a press tour and all sorts of interviews. And he has preemptively banned any mention of Taylor Swift from his upcoming interviews. His people say he's moved on. And he says, quote, people in the street don't tell strangers about their personal lives. Why should I? End quote.
This is brilliant on Taylor Swift and her marketing team. They absolutely looked ahead and saw this coming so that they could overshadow his movie release and completely botch the whole, because that's all that they're going to care about. So nobody's going to go see the movie. All the Taylor Swift fans are going to boycott it.
Oh.
And it's like somebody's going to go, it's just going to be a complete flop, which I don't think that we needed Taylor Swift's album for it to be a flop, because it just sounds terrible.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway.
Joe Alwyn and Emma Stone, not a big draw to begin with.
But I was listening to the Tortured Poets Club yesterday while
Department.
I picked.
I mean, come on. I don't
Department,
the
sorry.
Red Panthers from the Swifties.
Yeah, right? That's true. I do, so because I do have a Swiftie at home, a 9-year-old Bella I was picking up from school, and we were listening to it in the background. The details.
That's a stepdaughter.
Thank you very much.
Those that don't know. They're like, why does Brandon?
I just picked up a random.
Brandon's person at home.
Thank you very much.
Can we focus on that?
Is this a niece? What's happening?
So my stepdaughter, I picked her up from school. It's a little, now I'll tell you that. That's not important. The song that I was listening to, the lyrics were so specific to, like, you were playing with my hair and that we were talking about this. And just the way the lyrics are written, it's like she was thinking about it in that moment when she was with him. Like, oh, this is going to be a great song. If he ever does anything, if this goes south. So is she, like, constantly thinking about, okay, yeah, this is going to be my hit.
Oh, she's writing her next in that album.
With Travis Kelce, yes, because yes, inevitably something's going to happen. I mean, that's been the whole joke, but it's just like now it's just it's become such a big thing for her that it's on the top of her mind.
Remember this moment, because long after Dawn and I are dead, when Taylor Swift is in like her 60s or whatever, wow, and she's either like come and gone, and they're doing a Do You Remember When, or she's the Barbra Streisand of the next generation or whatever. Google it, kids. And she's at the point in her life where she can do an interview. Of course, all this is being done by robots, virtual reality, all that.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
She will admit, whatever her process is, that yes, when she has a fight right now with Travis Kelce, like she did with Joe Alwyn, like she's done with all of it, she goes into a place, she either has it on her phone, or she calls in an assistant, or she writes it down. I remember. Okay, here's the date, here's the time, here's the situation, here's what he said.
Oh, yes.
And then after the breakup, she goes back, and she's like, I remember that. I can turn this into a lyric. That's not surprising.
Who was the sex again?
Joe Alwyn?
Yes. With his whole request, off limits, asking me any questions. Dude, this is the only thing that makes you interesting.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, you should understand that. You need to know that. This is the only reason people know who you are.
See, this is there's multiple layers to this, and Brandon went down one possible angle, but this is the other side, is that by Taylor Swift releasing this album, which now it's less than 2 months before the movie comes out, there is actually going to be all of this heightened interest in watching him.
Mm. Yeah.
But two things happen. One, as Dawn just alluded to, he's saying, don't ask me about this.
What?
And people are going to be like, you idiot.
Exactly. Yes.
You should do a tell-all while promoting the movie. I can't believe the people putting out, what's this, Kinds of Kindness, didn't say, dude, go out and do a giant tell-all interview. The other thing is, somebody's going to do it. And does Joe Alwyn have the onions to do what you're supposed to do? Because somebody's going to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have not only privately but publicly said, I ain't going to ask about that, you one time, the way that you handle that is, I'm not talking about that. That's private. That's personal. She can say what she wants. I'm here to talk about Kinds of Kindness. Well, he's going to wind up somewhere where the interview is going to push. Mm-hmm. Do you get up and storm out? Because that's the only thing you can do. You've made this big stand. Right. I mean, you said, I'm not doing this.
Well, and all the reporters are like, yeah, I know you want to talk about that movie, but no one's here for that.
Right,
wants to talk about that movie. The only reason we're here is to get you to talk about Taylor Swift's album.
We requested Emma Stone until we realized you're Taylor's ex. So we're here to talk about Taylor's ex. And then at the buzzer, I said Tiger Woods has a 15-year-old son. With what first name? Again, at least he said something. He said Jackson. Charlie's 15-year-old son, or Tiger's 15-year-old son is named Charlie. In the news, because, again, I've talked about it before. If you haven't seen it, it's hysterical. You can go to YouTube. Charlie's playing golf now. He's a really good golfer. But the thing that people notice is the similarities between he and Tiger.
Wow.
And I don't mean like, of course, sons look like dads. I mean, all of the mannerisms. The setup, the way that he finishes his swing, their gait when they walk. It's
incredible.
Extraordinary.
Just go to YouTube and look up a video of Tiger Woods and son golfing side by side. And it's literally a side by side of both them playing. And just like Rob said, it's a mirror image. It is so cool.
If you're an old enough and big enough golf fan, if somebody just showed you Charlie by itself and everything, you didn't have any idea what you're seeing, and said, name this golfer, you would say, that's a very young Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that stark. So, but he's 15. Poor kid. He's got, he's got to live up to being Tiger Woods' kid.
Those are large shoes to fill.
He's in I don't know what size shoe the Tiger Woods. the U.S. Open is one of the majors, major golf tournaments. It's the next one. Yeah. It comes up in June. And you can try to qualify for it. I don't want to get too into it. It's too little too sporty. But if you can go out to these qualifying tournaments, if you're a PGA member, if you're like every local golf course has a pro. That's who you can take lessons from. They're all members of the PGA, which is the Professional Golfers Association. And a lot of them do this. They go to whatever the regional areas. I know a few of them from our area who have tried. They go and you play in a tournament for a few days.
Yeah.
And then you got to move on. You could get into the U.S. Open. And every year there's a story of a big amateur. Imagine if it's Charlie Woods, right?
Whoa.
So he was playing the qualifying event yesterday in Florida. and he failed to advance to the next stage.
That's Charlie.
He shot a very weekend warrior-esque. That's like those of us who go out on the weekends. This is a good weekend warrior. He shot a 9 over par 81. Most golfers are going to shoot in the low 70s, high 60s. To give you, so he finished. He had to finish in the top five. He finished in the bottom five. So Charlie will not be advancing to the U.S. Open this year.
So even with that, though, with y'all in the golf world, are you guys like excited for when he does grow and get better, because Tiger did so much for golf and made it so exciting for y'all? Or you're all kind of already placing that on him?
It's on him. Yeah. It's on him. Because and the timing's perfect, because we're all clinging to the hope that Tiger can do one more of those things that he did where he won the Masters a couple years ago. Because remember, again, not to get too far into it, Phil Mickelson won the U.S. Open at the age of 51 years old. Tiger's not there yet. So Tiger can do it. Tiger can do it. And then right after that, Charlie's about 18, 19 years old.
Here we go.
Hey, bitch, get your ass in there. Become the new Tiger. Come on. Entertain us. In the end, let's see. What was this guy's name? I don't know.
Greg.
Greg. Greg got one right. Yeah, you got the Marvin Harrison Jr. question. We got two more chances for you to win the Foreigner tickets coming up at 8 and 9 a.m.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.